Now, what we have is granite, though, and granite has specific properties.
Mm-hmm.
It's very resonant. It sings. And the other features within the King's Chamber and the other evidence that has come to light is that this chamber is actually resonating in ultrasonic frequencies, infrasonic frequencies, rather. And those frequencies are between 2 and 9 hertz. And in 1996, I believe, it was when Tom Danley, an acoustic engineer, went to Egypt as part of the Shore expedition. And he took some acoustic sounding tests within the King's Chamber. And he said that even with no external stimuli, that the pyramid or the chamber was resonating between 2 and 9 hertz. And it was actually forming a F-sharp chord.
Well, this is something. Cause
now, doesn't that absolutely blow your mind?
It does.
Now, when you look at the beams above the King's Chamber, and you look at the way they have been constructed or excavated, the question that I pose, or what I propose in my book, is that they had actually tuned each of those beams to specifically resonate with a certain frequency. And so energy coming into that chamber, sonic energy, vibration, would cause those beams, at the right frequency, would cause all of those beams to vibrate.
And that resonance would go everywhere, wouldn't it?
And it would be contained within that particular chamber. Now, this is where it really, really gets fascinating, in my opinion. What we have within the King's Chamber is actually a geometry and design which is designed to actually capture acoustic energy and allow that acoustic energy to build. The other fascinating thing, and we, you know, this information, it comes to us from different sources. And my research, I do not reject any source as far as information or interesting tidbits or personal experiences.
I understand.
Paul Horn, do you remember, you know who Paul Horn
right,
is?
Right.
Yeah. He was a transcendental flautist. He actually made a recording inside the King's Chamber, and that is a fascinating CD. It's available on CD at Amazon.com now. But it's called Inside the Great Pyramid,
mm-hmm.
And a booklet that accompanied this particular. Actually, it was an LP when I got it. I got it when when the CDs weren't born yet. But
before 8-tracks, right?
Yeah. Actually, no. I had an 8-track in my Camaro at the time. But this particular LP, as I played it, it was absolutely amazing. He plays the flute inside the King's Chamber. In the dark with candles, and the recording is fascinating. You hear on the CD he's striking the sarcophagus, or the so-called sarcophagus, the box inside the chamber, and it's resonating. He's tuning his flute to that particular frequency, and then he plays. But what caught my attention was his narrative in the booklet that accompanied the LP. And he said, and he played the flute inside the Queen's Chamber, and then he went out into the Grand Gallery, which is just outside the King's Chamber. And to actually, you have to go through the Grand Gallery, or climb the Grand Gallery, on the way into the King's Chamber. And the entranceway to the King's Chamber is only about 42 inches square. So he went out to the top of the Grand Gallery and played his flute. And he said, it sounded rather flat. It was very interesting because he was playing his flute. There was nothing coming back at him from the Grand Gallery, but there was something coming back to him from the King's Chamber. That the sound was, the music was going out into the Grand Gallery, and it was being reflected off the surfaces of the Grand Gallery, and then focusing into the King's Chamber. And it was capturing that sound, and it was resonating within the King's Chamber. So that was another piece of evidence that supported the power plant theory, because what we have in the Grand Gallery is it's a fascinating structure, and it's called a miracle of architecture. It is about 157 feet long, 28 feet high. The walls are about 80 inches wide at the bottom and 42 inches wide at the top, and the walls actually step in a series of seven steps on the way to the ceiling. And the ceiling is kind of a ratchet-type ceiling. The tiles on the ceiling actually tilt in towards the center of the pyramid, or the King's Chamber.
This entire structure, and including the two smaller ones, in terms of its use, and we'll talk more about that when we come back at the top of the hour, Christopher, but was it for a certain region? How far out would it be used for in terms of distance, do you think?
Well, I would speculate, and my sense is that all the pyramids in Egypt combined served a particular function, and it was a multi-purpose function. The pyramids were actually used to drive the planet into harmony. In other words, they were singing to the earth, and the earth was actually responding.
It was singing back.
Singing back.
Stay with us, Christopher.
They were gathering that energy and converting it.